"Thanks for coming," he said. "Of course I came." Alexander wondered if he was about to burst into tears or collapse against her or something. She was not sure what she was supposed to do. "They said..." He gulped. His eyes glistened. "I heard the doctors talking to my parents. Your chances. They're not good." The icy spear in Alexandra's gut stabbed upward, pricking against her heart. "I'm sorry," was all she could think to say. He looked around, making sure no one else was nearby, before asking in a whisper, "Did you bring your wand?"
"My wand?"
He kept gazing into her eyes, hands still on her shoulders, waiting for an answer. So she said,
"Yes, but..."
His expression became desperately eager.
"So, you can do something, right?"
Alexandra didn't say anything. A nurse walked past, glanced at them and down the corridor at the Seabreeze, and continued on.
"I mean magic," Brian whispered once the nurse was gone. "I know what you meant," Alexandra said. "They don't let anyone but family in, and not even us right now, but..." Brian swallowed. "You can get in somehow, right? If you have to. I don't know how it works. How it works? Brian, I can't do anything."
He cocked his head as if he hadn't heard correctly.
"What do you mean you can't do anything? You can fly.
On a broom, that's different.
You were walking around the same day you broke your leg. It's not that easy. I can't just wave my wand and make anything happen. There are rules."
Brian reacted as if she'd slapped him. His face darkened and his hands dropped from her shoulders.
"Rules? Rules?"
His voice rose.
"All of a sudden you're worried about following rules?
No, that's not...
You've always done whatever the hell you want whenever you want. Since when do you care about rules? Are you kidding me? When have you ever cared about anything or anyone else, let alone following rules? Just once! I ask you to do something and you're telling me it's against the rules? I guess you can use magic when you break your leg doing one of your stupid stunts, but when my sister is dying, what? You don't want to get in trouble?"
She was unprepared for this, and she was tired and confused and in shock. She couldn't hold back her own anger.
"Oh, right. For the last 3 years, I've been a freak, a dangerous witch. Magic isn't real, remember? And now suddenly when you want something, I'm supposed to be your personal genie?"
She was boiling mad now, but Brian's anger dissipated as quickly as it had come. His shoulders slumped and he said,
"It's Bonnie, Alex,"
in the small voice of the boy she'd played with as a child.
"It's my sister."
Tears spilled down his cheeks. Alexandra's anger evaporated too, just like that.
"Brian," she said quietly, "I don't know healing magic. Not for things like this. I didn't heal my own leg. I really can't just wave my wand and perform miracles. It doesn't work like that."
"Can't you try?" he pleaded.